Hi, you guys. My name is Linda Lee, and I am an alcoholic. My sobriety date is January 23rd, 2017. So, God willing, and the creek don't rise, this coming January 23rd, I'll have 3 glorious years. My life has changed immeasurably. So don't get choked up yet. I'm just starting. Really, my life has changed so much for the better. I started partying the year I graduated from Laguna Beach High School, 1967. Hit the party line hard starting then, and partied for 50 years up until 2017. Hard party girl. I'd prayed for a long time for strength to quit. I could not. I couldn't quit any of it. But I prayed, please God, help me stop this. I could do maybe 10 days on my own, and that was it. That was all I could conjure up was 10 days, and then I'd be at the store buying the big bottle of cheap vodka and getting down with my own bad self. I'm the kind of alcoholic that falls down, hits their head, breaks ribs, hurts my knees, hurts my hips. Yeah, I'm a fall down drunk. So at my age of maturity, slight maturity, I was starting to really do damage to myself. It wasn't cute anymore. It wasn't fun anymore. It wasn't appropriate anymore, and I was killing myself. And I kept praying, please, God, help me. Well, I have always felt very blessed by God, and the God of my understanding has a sense of humor. So one evening on a Sunday night in January of 2017, when it was pouring cats and dogs, no human in their right mind would have ever gone out for a 99-cent burrito at Taco Bell. But I did. I took the sneaky back way, thinking I'm all kinds of coy, and I get to Taco Bell, and the line's really long. There was other fools out that night. Not as drunk as me, though. So I had to go around the building and get into line. Well, I go around the building and my van hydroplanes. If you've ever hydroplaned in your automobile before, it's that feeling of weightlessness. Time goes slow. I just went like this, clipped a car, and then went into the back of the building, took out a tree and their concrete trash can area. And there was a cop there in an instant. He had to be behind me in Taco Bell, I swear. So I had never even had a speeding ticket or a parking ticket or gotten any consequences for any of the naughty stuff I had done. In the 60s, 70s, 80s, 90s. Never. Scot-free all the time. So here I am with a cop, and I'm trying to talk him out of this, right? And he's trying to tell me how bad I blew on this thing, and I'm trying to tell him, oh. And he told me that legal was this, and I was way over. So he handcuffed me. And he put me in the front seat of the cop car. He was really kind. That poor cop. I cried from the minute he arrested me all the way down to Las Colinas. I mean, the bad, ugly cry. Not just a little cry. It was the bad, ugly cry. I couldn't believe I was in this position. I could not believe that this was happening to me. So I sobered up in Las Colinas, called a friend at 2 o'clock in the morning who came and got me and took me home, and I got a couple hours of sleep and got up the next day and went, oh God, there has to be a better way. There just has to be a better way. sat and thought about it, and I went to my cupboard and got my phone book out. Yeah, I'm old. I still use a phone book. So first thing in the Ramona phone book is AA. And I called AA. I still have the piece of paper from that phone call. Talked to one person. They sent me to another person. That person sent me to a third person. The third person sent me to a fourth person who came over to see me pretty immediately. And God in his glory sent me a person who I had a lot in common with. We both have mini Aussies. And we became fast friends. And she took me to AA. And I swear I cried an awful lot. But what happened to me was, even though I cried at each and every meeting, things were seeping in, and people were holding me and hugging me and telling me, it's going to get better, you're in the right place. And I'm solid goosebumps right now because I'm in the right place right here and now. And every time I go to an AA meeting, and like I said, my life has changed so much for the better. I used to sit alone and drink. Now I have so many new friends. I have a clubhouse in Ramona to be. I am newly elected on the board. I am the coffee maker at meetings. I got my license back. I'm a productive member of society now. I don't sit alone and drink and hurt myself anymore. My life is so much better because the God of my understanding went, yeah, you want help? We'll give you help. But he did send me to the right place. And I am ever so grateful that I'm really honored that I was asked to be the 10-minute speaker here. This is a pretty big meeting. It's nice to see so many different faces, new to me and new to us from Ramona. It's not a far drive at all, but I got to tell you, my heart is full of joy that I'm coming up on 2 years and 10 months, and I'm such a proud member of our loyal, beautiful group of Alcoholics Anonymous, and I'm so grateful to have you guys here to listen. Thank you so much.